1064, an act to clarify the law enforcement authority of conservation officers.
House Bill 1064 has had its final reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Heinche.
Madam President, 1064 is a bill. Conservation officers in South Dakota are highly trained in really all areas of law enforcement. They go to the same academies that that law enforcement officers that are hired for municipalities and sheriffs usually go to. So they are highly trained in all areas. At the present time, though, the law says that the only warrants that they can effectively serve are the ones that involve game violations and game warrants. So what this bill would really do is give them the power to enforce warrants when they find them. So in other words, if they stop a suspect and this suspect is wanted for something, they will be able to detain the person. They will be able to make the arrest. They actually get the information the same way like a county sheriff would get. They call into dispatch. Dispatch will check the same computer systems and come back whether or not there are warrants. In committee, the conservation officer explained to us some situations that he's had where a simple thing where some people were fishing without a license, but when the call was made and the identification made on the people, they were actually wanted and there was a warrant out for them saying that they had that they were a danger to police officers and wanted on violent crimes in a couple different states. So he wanted to make sure, and the committee felt that it looked like a good idea that they would have the ability to enforce those warrants at that time. It just seems logical as they come across people that if they're well trained and if the warrants are for serious crimes that are non-game violations, that they could make those arrests at that time. And I'd ask for your support of the bill.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1064. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen? Hange?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson? Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Munson. Madam President, ayes 25, nays 8, excused 2.
House Bill 1064 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Announcements. Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. The subgroups will meet on appropriations tomorrow, 7:30 for our green sheets.
Senator Bitter.
Madam President, Senate Committee, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Senator Bros.
The legislators that were planning on meeting their administrators and superintendents at a dessert reception or this evening's banquet, that has been canceled and will not be rescheduled.
Further announcements.